Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Mighty, mighty, mighty is our God. Mighty, mighty, mighty is our God. Whatever questions that you have, our God has the answer. And he has equipped men and women, hallelujah, right here on this prophetic conference line to be able to answer your questions, pray for your needs, and even counsel, hallelujah, you through the Spirit of God. We thank and praise God, hallelujah. We welcome you, one and all, whether you're far or near. We just thank you for coming out to enjoy this power-packed, wonderful service that is about to be on this conference live. Call, tweet, text, or just, hallelujah, tell someone that, hey, stop by, dial 218-548-3684, access code 435-160-POUND, or go to the World Wide Web, just dropping in and listen to it at blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Laron Matthews. And you will be truly blessed. So grab your pen and your paper and enjoy the service on tonight. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. God bless.
Amen. The scripture reference shall be taken from Psalms 138, verses 6 to 8. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. We bless your name on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for this day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you for how you kept us all throughout the day, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from dangerous, seen and unseen, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you protected us, Father God, and sheltered us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, from every fiery dart of the enemy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that has been launched at us and our families, oh God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. And we give you the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, for your love and kindness and your tender mercies in our life. And, Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person, Father God, on this line right now, Father God, each and every person in the sound of my voice. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your moving right now, Father God, in their lives, Father God, on the situations that concern their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your meeting each and every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And we just want to bless you, God, for yet another time, Father God, to come on this line, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and learn of you, Father God, and fellowship together, Father God, and petition heaven, Father God, on behalf of your people everywhere, Father God. And we just want to praise you, God. We want to honor you, and we glory saw you on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, we just lifting up, Father God, this nation on tonight, Father God, this world on tonight, Father God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would just heal the land, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would heal your people everywhere and cover them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would touch the bodies of your people on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and that your healing balm would flow right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, touch those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, dealing with the COVID, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the coronavirus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and these new strains, they say, that are healthier, Father God. Cover them right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, and protect those, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that have, hallelujah, have, hallelujah, have taken the vaccine, Father God. Those that, oh, God, are confused about whether they should take it or not, Father God, you move by your spirit, Father God. Speak to your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. And we pray for those, Father God, in the nursing homes and hospitals, Father God. We pray for those, oh, God, in the rehabilitation centers on tonight, Father God. We pray for those on high. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you have the final say because you are the great position, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so we pray right now that you would just touch the bodies, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch the minds of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would shift the mindset, oh, God, and cause our minds to be in peace right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we're binding up anxiety right now. We send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, oppression and depression on today, Father God. And we send it back to dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you, God, for you covering each and every organ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, getting into the cellular system, Father God, and touching right now, Father God, the nervous system, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. We praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. The circulatory system, Father God, we give you praise, God, for just causing it to flow right now exactly how you designed the blood to flow throughout the body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh God, that your word tells us by his stripes they were healed. So we thank you, God, for healing flowing now. We thank you, God, that your word tells us that healing is the children's bread. So we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that healing is our portion. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father God, we're praying for families on today, Father God. We pray right now that you will restore right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will renew, Father God, relationships in the family dynamics, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for covering the marriages on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hedge them in with protection, Father God, Satan-proofing the marriages, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you the praise, oh, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that you're moving right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on the finances of your people, Father God. You're shifting it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're meeting every need by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah, that the wealth of the wicked is already stored up for the righteous, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to bless you, God, for what you're doing right now. And, Father God, even as the word comes forth on tonight, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let it fall on good ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us not go off this line how we came on, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I declare the victory for your people right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, victory on every hand and every situation. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, for swift turnaround, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just want to give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for each and every person on tonight. And we lift up the overseer, Father God. Prophet Devon Matthews, we thank you for him, and we thank you for giving him strength, oh, God, on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for taking him higher and deeper in you and in your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and using him for your glory, Father God. And just covering him right now, him and his family, Father God, hedging them in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, with angelic hosts, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Pour down wisdom, right now, new oil, Father God, fresh oil, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, unlock new codes and mysteries unto him, Father God, so that he may give them out to your people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you, God. We praise you and we bless you for him, and we bless you for each and every leader on the line and those intercessors, Father God, that will come after me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Strengthen them, Father God, and even as they pour out, pour back into them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just thank you, God. We praise you, God, and we bless you, God, for what you're doing for your people in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, just help us to keep our mind stayed on you, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, and focus on you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and oh God, give us discernment, Father God, new levels of discernment, Father God, and amplify our hearing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, so that we might take instructions from you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, give us due right spirit, Father God, so we may walk upright and obedient before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. We love you, Father God. We adore you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, while we're yet speaking, we already know, Father God, that you've already answered. We bind up backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and the prayers that are coming forth, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, Father. We thank you for tonight, God. We already have to move in a mighty way on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the intercessor that prayed before me, oh God. I pray that you would cover her and bless her, Lord God, and keep a hedge of protection about her in the name of Jesus. And the woman of God that comes behind me, God, I pray for a hedge of protection about her as well in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that as we come together on one mind and one accord, oh God, to seek your face, oh God, and petition, we may know it unto you in the name of Jesus, God. We believe you, Lord God, for you are all powerful, God. You are almighty, oh God. There is none like you, none beside you, oh God. So we lift your name up on high in the name of Jesus, that everything, Lord God, that has breath will your name, for you alone are worthy to be praised, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us all to come together on this line tonight, God. Those that come near and far, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, Lord God, that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven on this line, in the name of Jesus, that you will prick the very hearts of those, Lord God, that need to be saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Stand them up, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord God, for this possession, oh God, to their minds and to their hearts, oh God. In the master's name of Jesus, God, we believe you, Lord God, that the stronghold will be brought down, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, because you, Lord God, is you before us, God, who can be against us in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done on this line tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now, God. We thank you for even, Lord God, even ministering to those, Lord God, that see, Lord God, that so on this line tonight, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're sending your ministering angels to them right now. In Jesus' name, those that have been, Lord God, doing other things and forgot, Lord God, may you find in the name of Jesus that you have a word, Lord God, that you have something for them, Lord God, that will meet their needs in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for bringing balance to those, Lord God, that need right now in Jesus' name. And God, we also, Lord God, that you're quickening our spirit in the name of Jesus as we lock arms with the men and the women of God in the name of Jesus to do what is best for God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you're with in the name of God, continue to minister to them right now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God, that there is nothing that is too hard for you to do, oh God. Through your, my God, use the man of God in the name of Jesus to send and illuminate those, Lord God, that are in darkness in the name of Jesus. God, you love. Right now, God, wash our minds, wash our hearts. flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life from eating from the wrong tree in the name of Jesus. And quicken us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to turn back to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God, that you're doing a work right now, God. Set upon them, oh God, your anointing, Lord God, that will destroy the yokes, oh God, so that as they go into their communities, oh God, they'll be used for your glory in the name of Jesus to draw men and women to your house. Oh God, know that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We thank you that we have a willingness to do and to serve you. God, hallelujah, to your name, in Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Father, we thank you on this evening, Lord God, hallelujah. We bless you right now, hallelujah, for the evangelist, Lord God, and the prophetess, and all of those that are praying in the background. We thank you, Lord God, most of all, for your people all over the world. Lord, we know, hallelujah, Lord, that it's not by our might nor power, but it's by your spirit that we move, we breathe, and we have our being. God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, that we can lift up our voices as one man's prayer, praying until, God, that your power and anointing, Lord God, will begin to flow, Lord, from heaven's throne throughout, oh God, hallelujah, throughout the earth, Lord, touching, healing, delivering, and setting the captive free. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even though when we don't know what to do, Lord, we can always find the answers in you, Lord. Hallelujah. You committed it in your word that we should, oh God, hallelujah, cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Oh God, hallelujah. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that we move, we breathe, and we have our being, oh God. Hallelujah. Through you, Lord, and the anointing of God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, we come, Lord God, asking you to comfort the hearts of those that are weary. Comfort the hearts of those that are mourning, oh God. Comfort the hearts of those that are destitute and, oh God, distressed. We ask right now, Lord God, that you give them soberness of mind, soberness of spirit. Oh God, I ask right now, strengthen them, Lord God, even in their lowest point of that they feel like that they can't go on. Lord God, we know that you, Lord God, hallelujah, if you can feed the fowls of the air, you can clothe the lilies of the field. What more so, oh God, than the souls that you have created, oh God, to praise and to worship you, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, as we continue, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to move and press forward, oh God. We know, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you have us in the palm of your hand, and no man can pluck us out, oh God. Lord, that we know, hallelujah, Lord, that your anointing is, dear God, as it flows, oh God, it strengthens, oh God, that it will lead and guide us, oh God, in the direction that we should go. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, as we gather together, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, to celebrate, oh God, hallelujah, what you want to do, Lord. We know, Lord God, that you have already wrought miracles, oh God, in the past, and oh God, that you're the same God that did it before, that you can do it, God, again and again. There's no limitations of what you can do, Lord. All you ask for us and require for us to do is to have faith and believe and stand still and see your salvation, oh God. I thank and I praise your name, oh God. Lord God, that we don't have to fight a battle, oh God, because this battle is not ours, but it belongs to you. God, whether we be naturally or rather be spiritual, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. You have the final say so, Lord, in every matter, in every situation that goes on in a child of God's life. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for men and women, oh God, standing tall in the word, oh God, standing strong and would not compromise, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they will, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, continue to press you. Oh God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, as we glorify you, as we magnify you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, and we continue, oh God, hallelujah, to band together like a 3-4 cord that cannot easily be broken. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you remember, oh God, hallelujah, not only our visionary, but the entire staff, oh God, hallelujah, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, oh God, Lord God, and the congregation, Lord, and oh God, hallelujah, Lord, those that are abroad, oh God, Lord God, in all the regions of the world, Lord God, that is up under this ministry, oh God, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for our administrator, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, and all the tasks that she has to do, continue to strengthen her right now in her family. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. Now, Lord God, those, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that need a miracle on tonight. Lord, you answer them, oh God, by the way, oh God, hallelujah, of your spoken word. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Get ready for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, just got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. Oh, Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am Dr. Lorraine Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. We're located in the city of Harvey, Illinois, just 15 minutes from Highway 57. 20 minutes from the Bishop Ford, and 5 minutes up the road we're from 80. And if you go 3 miles north, you're entering into the city of Chicago. But we welcome each and every one of you all tonight on our prophetic experience broadcast, and so glad to have each and every one of you all connected with us on today. I'm excited about the future of each and every one of you all that are joining us on this day. Now, there's some of you that are joining us. You might have your line muted or unmuted, but there's some noise in the background, so if we could have those to mute your line, please mute your line right now for it, please. Those who are listening in from Sierra Leone and from West Africa down there, Ivory Coast, or listening from England, and those who are connected with us right around the Paris, France area, thank you all for joining us as well on tonight. And those in New Zealand, because New Zealand, you all, it's another daytime over in New Zealand. Bless those friends over there in New Zealand and partners to the ministry. But I want to take this time to thank our intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts and all of the kingdom leaders that are connected with us and that are part of what God has given us for joining us on tonight. So thank you all so much for you joining us and being part of us on tonight. This is a kind of a special teaching time tonight because we have a special guest. But I want to take this time to thank once again our entire intercessory prayer team, ministry gift, kingdom leaders, and those who make the conference line such a pleasure to be part of, whether by teaching, preaching, ministering, prophesying, releasing the word of knowledge, encouraging the people, prayer. I want to thank each and every one of you for all that you do. And once again, as I always say, I don't take it lightly, your position in the kingdom of God and your duty to the kingdom of God. And certainly, we just thank God for all of you who are part of the wind that's blowing from the counsel of God's mind to the presence of the people. And we thank God for you all on today and certainly give God praise, glory, and honor. If you're following us via Facebook and you have the information on the Facebook page about our blog site, the conference line, you can share that with other people as well because I believe this is a special night and many will be blessed by tonight. So we definitely don't want no one to miss this night teaching, or well, I would say teaching, but kind of open forum questions and answers, as well as dealing with things that are going on, challenges, as well as talking and sharing. So we thank God for all of you that are connected with us on tonight. So we bless the Lord for you. And thank you for joining us tonight on the conference line. Certainly bless God for each and every one of you all on tonight. All right, I want to talk about the vision of this prophetic conference line that was birthed from the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1. And it says, I will stand upon my watch, and I will set me upon the tower, and I will wait to see what the Lord will say unto me when I am reproved. That's the word in the Hebrew meaning that I am made ready, reproved, or made ready. Verse number 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain upon table, that they may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a or an appointed time. But at the end your vision shall still not die. Though a tarry, wait for it, for it will surely come. His soul which is not upright in him is not upright, but the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And so the vision of this prophetic conference line is to communicate the life of God. That's your name out of the etymological word, the Greek reading, is Elohim. To teach the life of God to the people, his people. And 2 Chronicles 7:14. And change the world with one touching of the dialing of the phone. One touch of the dialing and the phone, and to become or to become a voice of healing, reconciliation, and strength to a generation that have lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart. And these kingdom leaders that would allow them to become open to communicate their hearts about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That's the vision of the prophetic conference line. The mission of our prophetic conference line is through training, teaching, prophesying, and activating the fight of God within the individual and within the person. That's the vision of this prophetic conference, man, as well as the mission of the prophetic conference line that we have. We are in our 10th year. We just celebrated 10 years of our Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference 2021, and it was one of the most awesome conferences we had in these 10 years. I believe every year is getting greater and greater. And I'm telling you, it's an exciting time for many of you in this season of our lives and in the lives of His people. And I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and I'm excited about the vision, the purpose, and the mandate that God has given us. And everything's forthcoming. I believe it's going to be an exciting time for those of you who continually join us and connect with us. As more people that are coming in and joining us, please join us. I believe you're going to be blessed as well. If you want to share it with young people, youth, young adults, please do that as well. My administrator is going to bring a commercial in, two of the commercials in, and we'll be right back with a point, and we're going to bring our guests in, okay? Administrator Brian.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreU.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreU.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Get ready for the Ultimate Conference.
The Ultimate Conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by
the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas.
Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800.
September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
All right, we bless the Lord for you all there, and thank you all for those that are joining us and those continually joining us and coming on. We just welcome you all once again to this prophetic experience conference line, and we're excited about what the Lord is doing, and certainly excited about you and the many that are connecting with us now and being part of what the Lord is doing. So we're thanking God for you on today. All right, we have a guest that's on with us, but surely we just want to make sure everybody had an opportunity to get all of those announcements and events that are coming up this week. We got a full week that we're going to be Thanksgiving. Friday night, we will be with Bishop Owens in the city of Joliet on the corner of 147th and Green. We'll be with him for his 52nd church celebration. We'll be with him this week as well. So we're looking forward to a powerful time at the mansion there at the Lord for the 57th year church celebration. So we're looking forward to a great time there. Then Saturday evening will be Saturday afternoon we'll be hitting with Apostle Simmons there in the city of Virginia for the church 5th year celebration. So dress attire, and so it's going to be a great time there. We're looking forward to being in their region, in their city, and connected with all the great things that the Lord is doing there in Hampton, Newport News area. So I just thank God for that. And then Sunday, Lord Jesus, Sunday, we're looking forward to what God is doing there in New York City. We're looking forward to the many things that the Lord is doing in these different regions of the city and town. But if you was with us on yesterday, Sunday morning, those who were in the house, in the building, in the place, I tell you, you were in for a treat yesterday. We just had a powerful time in the Lord on yesterday and gave God all the praise, the glory and honor for his mighty hand being on us, the people of God, yesterday and the prophetic word that went forth to minister to so many people. So we thank him, God, for it and honor the Lord for his mighty hand on God's people. Amen. We bless him, the Lord, for you on today. All right. We were traveling on the last several weeks and we were ministering the word of God throughout the region of Alabama, and we were had some powerful service that was there, and God had gave us opportunity to minister to so many of the people there in those cities, and especially the pastors and a plethora of the workers as well, and so many were so connected to us, and we became friends with many of the leaders and pastors and connected with them as well. So it was just a blessing. But I had an opportunity to minister to a young lady that was in the service. And we've just been connected ever since. We have been really connected ever since the service that we were in. And her name is Deja Snow. Deja Snow is from Alabama, in the Montgomery area of Alabama. So she's going to join me tonight, and she's going to join me tonight, and we just bless the Lord for Deja. But before we do that, bring Deja on. Tonight, you know, this is one night where we kind of like the open forum questions and answers, and there are a lot of other young people that are joining us. Part of it as well. We got the millennials, we got the Generation X, we got the baby boomers, we got Generation XX, we got the, once again, millennials. So we got a tripod of generations that are joining us tonight. And there's many questions and topics that are of so much essence to it. And so it's really important for the lives of so many of the people that are listening in. Because Minister DeBrier was on the program today, and there was some very, very powerful questions that were asked by pastors and preachers and preparatory workers, and so many people had questions that they asked and they needed answers to, and they were asked on that broadcast, on that platform, and the lives of a lot of the people were transformed, some of the lives of the people were shaken. It was not shaken because it was from the transformation. It was more shaken because when you talk about the issue of relationship, whether the issue of relationship topic, marriage topic, boyfriend and girlfriend topic, and the list goes on. But when you start talking about the issue of sex on a church platform, Everybody get nervous. Their ears start getting itchy. Stress start getting over them. They start feeling like we have backslid. But no, we haven't. The one that's backslid and the one that's having all the divorce and doing all the stuff and the sneaky stuff and the creepy stuff. But when you get to start talking about an issue like that and the topic gets real, then people start getting nervous. So we don't want people to get nervous when truth start being revealed and the reality comes out. And we have to deal with straight answers from the lives of people and the lives of people that are dealing with just real issues and real things in their life. It was a powerful a platform there, and powerful questions that was asked. And I'm telling you, some of these first ladies and pastors and the list went on. They just went for broke today. And some people got some free deliverance from it because it's a topic that everybody wants to deal with it, but no one want to go first. Ooh, that's powerful right there. Everybody want to deal with it, but no one want to go first. So we just thank God for what Greg Davis did, Bishop Greg Davis did in that platform to open up the substratum of the mind of the people to address a very taboo topic in the world of church people. We just thank God for him, and we thank God for the question that is asked there by the panel. I believe it was a big panel there, Administrator Brian.
Yes, sir. It was over 500.
Yeah, 500 people. So we did thank God for the people that were able to ask questions and to deal with questions that are concerning them, and that are bothering them, that are hindering them, and that they need to talk about. Thank God for someone having the spirit and the tenacity to stand up and to address or even to speak of the topic and deal with those issues. Because we've got a lot of people on the brink of separation and divorce, and the list goes on. So thank God for those who are able to be in that platform and share. All right. We're going to go right into what I wanted to share tonight. But the young lady, she was in our service, and many of you saw it on Facebook when you were watching it with us on Facebook, so you had an opportunity to see her. I'm going to bring her right on today, and Minister Brian, you might have to assist me with that today. And we had a powerful service. We had some visitors at our local church, too, that joined us as well from our local church that came on. That was with us, visitors yesterday, and it was a real powerful moving God in the local church as well. So many people just needed a word from the Lord, and we were able to share a word from the Lord with so many people that were desperately in need of something from God. So we thank God for that, and thank God for those who were able to be on the receiving end. The word from the Lord. All right. Bless you on today. All right, Sister Asia Snow, are you on with us today? Bless you on today. Now, if you're on the blog side, Sister Asia, the blog talk side, just hit one. It's a button on there. You hit one. And if you're on the conference line, which is the 218 number, just hit a star and a 6 button, and we'll bring you on. Yeah. All right.
Do you hear me properly?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. I know you're doing your Facebook Live, too, over there, so we're bringing you on as well as Facebook Live, and others are coming on to see too. So, all right. So you with us for today, then?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Bless you on tonight. So, Sister Deja, I'm introducing you to on our platform tonight to our conference line as well as to the pastors and the leaders and many of them that have been on with us. And we met a week ago Tuesday, and we share the word from the Lord. But I want you to first tell them what happened to you before we even talk about the service. Let's share with, and tell them your age. Tell them a little bit of your experience. You know what? Let me do this. Because everybody knows it's not me. I'm too deep right now. Right? I got to be me. Let me just be the line. Sweetheart, tell us, I want you to tell the people about you. Tell them about what happened to you and some of the things that transpired in your life. And we're going to go from there. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Come on in, Sister Deja, and introduce yourself to everybody. And let's start with your life and what happened.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Deja Snow. My age is 21 years old. On June 24th, I was shot twice in the stomach. And I just been battling with that. The situation that inspired was a male friend of my sister's had kicked the door in and pistol whipped me. And we was tussling over the gun, and he ended up getting the gun in his hand and shot me twice in my stomach. And I fell to the ground. And as I fell to the ground, the bullets was traveling, and I started throwing up. And I would like to say, oh, call my mama, call my mama. And I began to pass out. But then when I woke up, the ambulance had came. It cut my clothes and stuff off of me, and they put me on the back of the ambulance and took me to the hospital. And they did surgery on my stomach. I had 25 staples in my stomach, from my stomach to my vaginal area.
Go ahead.
And that's all I can remember for real. Like I remember I woke up in the hospital with a tube in my nose that was pumping the blood and stuff out my stomach. But I have come a long way from that. I still have a bullet in the back of my butt, and it fractured my buttock. But and I walk with a walker, but I'm kind of gradually walking on my own. So far.
Amen. And Deja, you know, she's been one of those young people that had many other experiences tonight. And the reason why I wanted her to come in, because, you know, all through my ministry over the last probably 27 years, probably 27 years, I met a lot, many young people, shared with many young people, talk, had meetings, quiet room meetings, personal room meetings, emotional meetings, up and down, in and out. But for some apparent reason, this particular young lady took precedence in my spirit. I've been talking to the administrator about it, her, pretty much all week. She reached out to me that night at 1:30 in the morning. Now, everybody, I know other folks don't do that. But she reached out to me on Messenger. I'm just saying that, David, because just so everybody can know. She reached out to me at 1:37 in the morning, and she began to just kind of tell me how she was blessed by the ministry and, you know, her little experiences and things. I want to pick up from that place. Today we had a little conversation, and I'm the authentic person. So, she asked me to explain what authentic was, so I had to let her know what authentic people are. We're just real people. We cut to the chase. We tell on ourselves before somebody lie on us and then tell our story, or somebody tell the truth about us, but we'll tell our own story. So we don't give people the chance to do anything, but we can do it ourselves. So we shared a little bit, and she shared with me her struggle of things that she dealt with, and then she talked to me a bit about the little one. So I asked her the question. I said, "What made you reach out to me?" And she's, "Let's go from there." And then she reached out to me again. She said, "I need you in my life." So All right. You got enough. Okay. All right. So let's pick up right there. Let's go right there. Tell us, I asked you today, what made you reach out to me?
So as Prophet LaRon said, I reached out to him because it was like the service. He was in Montgomery, Alabama, because I'm from Montgomery, Alabama. He was in Montgomery, Alabama at Fresh Fire Church, and he just was flowing and moving with the word of God, and it was pulling on my spirit because, like, he was talking about I was authorized to handle him. And as he was talking and preaching and going on with the service and stuff, it just was pulling on my spirit. So he came to me and was prophesying over me and just calling some of my demons and stuff out that I was going, that I'm battling with as we speak now. And as he wrapped his arms around me, it's like the glory just fell on me and all I could do was fall asleep in his arms. And as he continued to pray for me, so yesterday I had failed in a, so I had to reach out to him because, like, I only have mama. I don't have anybody else. I only have my mama. So he's like the male figure in my life right now that's pulling on me right now. So I just reached out to him to get a word of prayer and for him to speak over my life to tell me, like, everything is going to be all right. So, yeah, this is me. So, like, now I'm just going to keep it real. Like, now I'm 21 and I'm battling it with a homosexuality spirit. So, like, I just been talking to Prophet LaRon about what's been going on with my life. I have a 3-year-old named Roya Joelle Snow. So he just been prophesying over my life and praying for me and really just bringing me out of a lot of stuff.
Amen. And we were sharing a little bit today, and the thing that really moved me is when she began to talk about how she felt the presence of God when I was ministering the word of God. But as we were praying for her, there were certain demonic spirits that was manifesting from her. As a matter of fact, as I released her, no one really knew because I told the minister, and I said, man, I'm weak, I'm lost, I have nothing left in me. But many people knew that I was still flowing and ministering because actually the pastor asked me to complete the ministry at that time. But you're one of those 21-year-olds that you reach many people. You're reaching a lot of people because I was over on your Facebook page and you wrote some things on the Facebook page. You were sharing with many of your friends, and actually some of your friends came over to my page, and I think they came over your page too, Administrator Brian, to be your friend, and that they're connecting with us as well too via your page as well to connect with us as well. So the group, many of the young people that are over there on your platform over there, your page, have lots of issues they struggle with. I was reading one of the young men who were dealing with something deep in his life. You know, he was talking about depression and some of the issues that they were dealing with. But you could share with us some of the things the youth over there and the young adults over there in your group, what are some of the things that they're faced with? And I believe you have someone with you tonight too, someone listening in on Facebook as well too. What are some of the things that they're faced with that you believe that we as parents don't deal with, or we as people in the church don't deal with, that you would like to see us deal with and do? Let me just go one step at a time.
Okay. So as young people, like as my age and young people, a lot of us deal with depression because some of our parents shut us out. Like, we feel like that we can't talk to our parents about some things and stuff like that, and we deal with depression and anxiety. And some of my peers and my friends are dealing with a homosexuality spirit as well as me. So it's just a lot. And then violence going on, a lot of violence going on. A lot of people, a lot of my peers carry guns because they feel like they have to have that for protection. But see, me, I'm shell-shocked. I can't be around no type of whip without having an anxiety attack. But a lot of my peers, we are dealing with depression and anxiety because some of our parents shut us out, and they dealing with their own demons, and they trying to deal with their stuff, but they're not asking their children, oh, how you doing, or are you okay, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. As a pastor and a father myself, you know, I realize that, you know, I grew up in what I would consider a holiness background, but that's what we call sanctified people. And I think Apostle Simmons, we shared that at one time. We were talking about how the disciplines were different, and then I was dealing with one of my colleagues today, and we were sharing how a lot of issues are going on in the younger generation, and we're not able to really understand them due to the language that you all have, the language limbo, the things that you all deal with, or because of our busy life. You said something that's very powerful. Our parents, you know, most of our parents, they're dealing with their own demons. So when it comes down to your issue, your subject, your challenge, they can't really deal with it because they're dealing with their own demons. I'll share with somebody when I wrote in my book, and she's in the book. Your mom is with us. Who's listening in too? I dealt with the book called One Night with the Pain, and shared some of my experience from that particular book. And thank God, this book was honored. I was sharing with Minister about Ryan. One of the hip hop singers' mother read this book and recommended me to be honored for United States Congress people and political people. So she read my book and made a recommendation. She said this book by Lorraine Matthew, she made this recommendation that they need to honor me for this book here. So I'm like, wow. I was at a conference and I just walked up to her sporadically and gave it to her. I said, I just want to give you this book, and if you read it, it'll be a blessing to you. I just want you to give me your view. So one of the hip hop parents, mother, read it and said, just let her start reading it. And so it's been blessing a lot of people all over the United States and the world. So August 21st in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Black I Am Award, will be presented that night with a Lifetime Achievement Award, Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award for our book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter. So we bless the Lord for that. But one of the things in that book that was very powerful that I wrote in here, and I know your mom there, is the one with the little boy under the bed, the one that was that really brought home the issue of the struggle and the reality. And even my daughter, Tashi, read it. She read it. And Lord knows, you know, that's Tashi. You probably listening in too. One Night with the Fiend. And to get to know your parents' real struggle outside or before they were preachers or in ministry. And I think the ministry was one of those chapters that really gave her a little more clear understanding of me and why I pushed so hard for them to be better young ladies and to do what they need to do in life. So she read it. But there was a young lady said this to me, and it's kind of powerful. And you were talking about it. And we're going to open up the line for people who want to say something. And, you know, I want you to come back in, Deja. And if any of your friends are, they can say something too. You know, let me draw the mind of people that this is really powerful. A young lady said to me, she said, the reason why most of us are carrying guns in our lives is because we don't have daddies to protect us.
Mm. Wow.
Wow. Woo. All right. Let me get myself on that one. The man. Wow. That's heavy. That's real heavy right there. That's heavy. That was heavy. Yeah. Wow. So they had to defend themselves. And then another young lady said, another young lady said to me, she said, well, my problem is not having a daddy protect me. It's the daddy that violated me. I'm like, man, what a day. So I've been mad these men introduced to a whole lot of stuff. So this is very open today. So it's just a lot that's open. I was writing some notes down here. So our job is going to be big in this season. And I see the responsibility and the role that I'm taking now and opening up these skeletons in people's lives to be there and to share those things. But come on back in, Deja, with us. And I know you experienced that with some of your friends as well, too. I know.
Yeah, a lot of us, a lot of my friends don't have father figures in their life. So they go about living their life the other way around, like tone guns and robbing people, breaking in people's houses and stuff like that. So with me trying to change, I be trying to pull myself away from situations like that where I could be in the situation where I'm going to end up going to jail. Because most of my friends are guys, so a lot of them be doing a lot of the wrong stuff. So I'm trying to change my lifestyle and become a better person. And I be trying to pull away from situations like that. But when I sit down and just talk to them, and most of them be like, "Oh, I don't have a daddy, so I got to get a how I live, or I ain't got no mom or dad. So I got to get it how I live." And I just be trying to tell them, like, it's a different route you could take, bro. But most of them don't listen. And half of them in prison right now.
Wow. So, and let me ask you this. Because I was talking to Administrator Brian. We were talking as I was driving along the way. We were just traveling because she's my administrator. I take notes and she takes notes of things I'm saying. I told her, I said, I want to do this, and I want to do what you did, Jill. I believe it'll be a blessing. I want to do a conference there, and I want to do a conference with just the young people, and just we are just kind of open, and anybody want to come from other cities, towns, and some of the ladies who want to come. We want to do something in that area, then we want to take this to other cities and other towns. We want to do a conference where we can just, we want to, and I don't want to do this conference just to hear what you all, but hear what we say. But I want it to be a conference of action. Yes, what do I do? Because I'm one person and I'm doing a lot and I travel a lot, but I do keep my word. If I put my word out there, if I use the word promise, you can count on it. I want to put a conference together. I don't even want to call it a conference. I just didn't want to call it a let's get it on. It's called, I wouldn't, I'm good, let's get it on. Let's call it a let's get it on. Something with let's get it on. And just let us all come together and just, yeah, like a musical, because I know you guys got rappers, you got singers, got gifted young ladies with different talents and young men with different talents. And just call it let's get it on. And let's get it on so we can all get along. But the Let's Get It On conference is to really get to the root of what's going on deep. And one of the things you said to me very powerful when you said I ministered to you. So when I grabbed you and I started ministering to you, share with all of the audience, because I know what happened to me when I was ministering to you and after I felt finished ministering to you. It was by the grace of God that I was still able to minister to the others that were there after I ministered to you. Tell us what you experienced when I was preaching and then when I came over to you. Yeah, tell us what you experienced from the Lord through that.
Okay, so when Prophet LaRon was preaching, it was pulling on my spirit. I was there sitting there at first, but then I had to stand up because, like, it just was pulling on me. So after he got done preaching, he walked over to me. At first, we were just holding hands. And then he wrapped his arms around me. When he wrapped his arms around me, all I could do was fall asleep because it was like the glory of God just fell upon me. And then, over through the night, I haven't been resting. But that night, when he wrapped his arms around me, I've been resting. Like, I don't wake up out of my sleep.
And
also, like, with the bullet still being in me and being on my nerves, I be hurting a lot. But that night, when Prophet LaRon wrapped his arms around me, I felt no pain. It's like all the weights was lifted off my body. Started walking more normally. Usually when I walk with a hump in my back. I started walking straight. I started standing up straight walking.
So God did a miracle for you. Not only did he do a miracle, did a lot of things in life. That was a powerful service you were in, because there's a lot of pastors that were there, leaders that were there too. And God ministered to them in the service. I know that service, a lot of virtue was pulled from you, a lot of virtue that was pulled from you in that service as we were ministering. And we just honor the Lord for what God is doing, has done in your life, and the work that God is doing on you now, because I was looking at your page and how you're ministering to so many of the other young people that are there in that group. And some of the young ladies who are struggling with the lesbian spirit or the homosexual spirit that you were talking to and sharing things with, what do you think that we as leaders and pastors can do to be able to reach that you all, young ladies and men, who have been violated and who have been dealing with that issue? What is it that we can do? What do you feel that we can do? Because I know people hear the church talk about it. Go ahead.
I just feel like some of these kids, like mostly me, some of us just need a hug sometimes. Like, we understand, like, the prophecy and the work of God and stuff like that, but some of us just need a hug, and some of us just need to sit down with somebody and just let us talk. Let us just let it all out, because some of us just don't have anybody to talk to. And I just feel like we just need and want somebody to talk to and want somebody to let it out, because we just feel like we can't come to our parents or whoever our guardian is to just sit down and talk, because someone just brushes off, or they got their own stuff that they dealing with, or they just don't have time. And I just feel like that what you were talking about, Prophet, that let's get it on, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be real good for us.
Amen. And I believe it's going to reach people. God bless you, Bishop Fabian Tucker. Thank you for joining, Bishop Tucker from Maryland there. Thank you, Bishop, for being on with us tonight as well. Appreciate you, man of God. And we got other pastors and leaders on with us tonight. Just join us. One of my sons, and that's Brother Antoine, you are. He's listening in from Detroit. Thank you, Antoine, for joining us tonight. Appreciate you as well. Antoine is he's a father too, and he has children. And he sometimes used to call me a lot about his children as they were growing up and he was dealing with some of his challenges. So thank you tonight as well. So you were saying that most of the young people, they really need that time. They need that parent time, like just to listen, just to hear what's really on your heart, just to really hear what's going on in the deepness of your heart. If I ask you a question,
yes, sir.
What is deeper? Go ahead. Come on.
I'm listening, Prophet. I just respond. Yes, sir.
No, go ahead. I know you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
So I just was like, most of us just want to let everything out that's on our chest, because most of us have more than the wounds that's on the outside. We have wounds on the inside that's deep down inside that we've been holding on to, that we just want to let go and just let it all out.
So if I ask you a question today, what is one of your deepest wounds? Do you want to share tonight, or you want to wait on that?
On our show tonight, one of my deepest wounds is when I got shot, my dad wasn't there. Like, I'm a daddy's baby. And when I got shot, and for him not to be there and to hold my hand and let me know everything was gonna be all right, that hurt me. Like, I understand that you're battling with what you're battling with, like, but I'm your child. Like, why are you not there? And as I've been, like, and as I just been growing up and looking in my past, he really hasn't been there. I really haven't had anybody but mama. But when you're a young girl and you're a young child, can't nobody tell you nothing about your daddy. So, like, as I've been looking over, and it just really been hurting me and cutting me deep, like, why are you not there? Why you just can't put the drawer down and just be there for me? And then another wound that really, really cut me deep is my child, like how he came about. Like, don't get me wrong, I love my son to death. Thank God for him, because he's a blessing. But the way that he came about, like, I wish I would have just, I was violated by his father, basically. And I just wish I would have never got drunk and just stayed in that predicament, and I just would have left. And maybe I wouldn't be in the predicament that I am. Like, my mom and me is raising my son. Like, his father is not there. And I always said, like, I never wanted to raise a child by myself.
I'll say this to you, and anybody know me, when I put my word out there, I'm a person of my word. All right, let me gather my cap a minute. Let me get it back. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and we'll give some of the other people a chance to come in. So we got to give us a minute. And we'll be right back, okay?
Get ready for the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
May your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your trouble show that you need God. And may your battles in the way they should. And may your bad days prove that God is good. And may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross. And may your troubles show that you need God. And may
back with David Snow, and it's yours truly, Prophet Matthew, on today. David sharing with us her testimony and our encounter with each other and how God has really, since we connected, some of the things the Lord have done in her life and our connection, and she's sharing with me, sharing with all of us tonight her need for her father in her life, and for him being part of her life, especially during this time. Something when she was sharing with me, it made me go back to my book that I was reading something in my book, chapter number 3, I think, to New York, called One Night at the Fame, and that it just kind of blew me away. Something at the One Night at the Fame question, and she was sharing with us, Deja, how the experience you had, how your child was born from that experience that you had with the baby father, and he's not in your life. But I wanted to say this to you that I'm a man of always in my word. And if I say I promise, then you can take it to the bank. My word is out here. First of all, I let you know I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. And thank God for you.
I love you.
I have another daughter in my life. So you add to my other daughters, too. And anybody that knows, my daughters are like a diamond in the rough to me. So they're very special to me, and they mean a lot to my life and ministry. Whatever I can do as Prophet Matthew, but cutting that out, Dr. Matthew's cutting that out, Pastor cutting that out, Teacher cutting that out, Bishop, all of those things, whatever I can do as a father figure, I try to do my best for you because I want to see the best for you. I believe that in ministry, every connection of people that we meet is either divine connection or divine appointment. For divine connection, you know, the people who are going to always be connected to your life. Divine appointment means they're going to point it to your life in a divine time, and you do what you can. But divine connection are people that connect to your life forever for this divine connection. But one of the things I've learned, because this 2021 year that I'm in, everywhere I preach, every message I preach, everywhere I go, I dedicated this year to my bishop who passed away. And under the sub-contract or under the sub of this year, I dedicated to my parents. This is mine. Because they're in their latter years. So I preach because I'm dedicating this year to my leader because he left something with me. And I'm dedicating this to my parents because while they're here, I got to give them my all. So I dedicate this year to my leader who's passed. And I dedicate it to my parents because I give it my all. When I go to the platform and I minister God's word, I don't play with that part of the ministry. And that's why when I'm done ministering, I need a little time to breathe because if I don't get a little time to breathe, it's so much on me. But I believe that when you're ministering, our job is to minister the presence of God so life can be changed like yours, life can be changed like other people. And our message has to be a message not only of hope, not only of deliverance, but a message of an opportunity for those who don't have hope, don't have deliverance, don't have money, but there's an opportunity to see a man or woman on that platform, whether iconic, whether big, small, someone that you know that you can look at them and say, you know what, I feel the realness of God. And you can't get that in every ministry and everywhere. That's why I think it's a difference between celebrating a person and tolerating them. And in doing so, when we talk about the one touch of the dial and reaching out to the people, we have to be able to allow the people to feel the presence of God on our life. And to feel the presence of God, not us, the presence of God. It's hear the word of God that was preached, bless you, but the presence of God moved over your life to change you, to bring life changing. That's what I enjoy about ministry. Your life is changed. I don't do this for money. I don't. I do this because this is my life. And I tell people, this is my life. This is what I live for. This is what I live for sons and daughters. This is what I live for. So my passion in ministry is far greater than all this other foolishness. That's why I tell people all this foolishness of who said this, who looked at this, who read about this, who stepped on whose shoes. I don't have time for that in my life anymore. I'm going towards what God is driving me to. And that's the lives of the people, like you, Deja. And I was sharing with my friend Naeem, who just did something on Facebook and reached just a milestone of 1 million views in his comedy. You know, some of the things, this is where I'm at in ministry and with ministry, because I'm driven by the passion, Mother Sydney, who's my co-host on Thursday, because we want lives to be changed. You know, people talk, I've heard a lot of talk about a revival, miracles, signs, and wonders, and I appreciate that. But it's past revival, past signs, and wonders, and as you were saying, Deja, when you were sharing with me, it's the place where you were saying, speaking like you love your child, you appreciate your child, but the pain of how you were pregnant, you know, your child was born, and I'm sure we got a lot of people on here who probably experienced that and who have been in that place or have been in that challenging place, whether at one time in their life or they know somebody that has been in that place. Your authenticity is blessing millions of who are listening in and those who are hearing us today. It's blessing us and it's making us examine ourselves and to look at ourselves differently as parents or as grandparents or as fathers and as ministry. Because I think people look at ministry from a platform of just going up there preaching and preaching the word. But no, it's more than just going up there preaching, more than dealing with the budget of a church, but it's literally the lie. There's a life. There's a life at stake. And I tell people all the time, like Apostle Simon, we talk, I say this, I say, look, man of God, we have one shot and one look of the hunter, one shot and one look. And I can't go to this platform and trying to be practiced when I need to be delivering the word. Because you have one shot and one look. And that one shot and one look, Mother Sydney, and Sister Tina, we bless you on tonight from San Antonio and the rest of those. We have one shot and one look. And that one shot and one look have to make the greatest impression on the kingdom of God while delivering to the lives of his people. So we have one shot and one look. So everything we do, we have to gear towards that. And we thank God for Bishop Hooks, who invited us to do the revival, but we stayed over. And Pastor Williams, we bless the Lord for her and Pastor Jackson as well for us to come. And thank God for your mother as well, too. So we just thank God for you, Deja. And you all are part of Pastor Jackson Church. We love Pastor Jackson down in the switch. And I tell you, when you say down in the switch for real, when you hit down in the switch as you preach, you're going to turn on the switch. You got to be ready down in the switch. Yeah. We was out of there one night. We was there one night at what time? Until 2 a.m. ministering. And I'm talking the pack house down in the switch. So if you feel you're too old, don't go to the switch and preach. So you got to come with it down in the switch for real. You got to come with it down there. And you got to come with the word. You got to come with it. But come on back in, Daisy. You were sharing about that, your experience. I'm gonna read the verse of this book, and I know some people heard about it. This book is called One Night with the Fade, and this is chapter number 3 of the book, One Night with the Fade. And it reads that this is my book called Love the Unfinished Chapter, and it really, people love you, they were blessed by it. One Night with the Fade, chapter number 3. It was one night. It was one night affair, a terrible night. I didn't know where I was. I was single, drunk, partying, high on drugs, had sex with various women as I partied with my friends. We started drinking, and I opened myself up to people that I didn't know. As the party progressed, I was introduced to this young lady, and we talked about how we had similar issues in our lives, background experiences. And from that moment, I can't quite describe what else happened, except that I woke up the next morning beside a complete stranger. I tried to remember how I ended up spending the night with someone who was only looking for an easy moment and a quick feel. When she woke up, she was smiling and she was exclaiming, "Wow, wow, wow. I had never experienced anything like this before." I was totally confused when I was, because most people know when I, well, some of you all don't know, I was a Tangeray person. So I was a Tangeray person with Milligan and Jazz. But anyway, so when she woke up, she smiled and said, "Wow, wow, 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 another experience just came in my life." I was totally confused, and the list goes on. And when I asked what she meant, she said that a friend of hers told her about me and had been looking for an opportunity to meet me. Now, this is when I was in down in Missouri, people of God, so this is part of the book. Friends told her about me and opportunity to meet me. Fortunately for her, she got more than what she expected, which consisted of wild sex all night. And the list goes on. As we talked, she told me how great I made her feel, and when I was asked if she enjoyed herself, she said yes. And my mind went back to what we talked about in the club that night. And she had just broken up with another guy. Thus, sleeping with me was her way of getting back at him. So our entire encounter was a one-night fling with her. The list goes on. I felt stupid and betrayed. However, I did have a good time. So I know I'm throwing that in for free. That's not part of the book. Others have landed into a familiar situation, and there was those who deliberately seeking one night fling to satisfy the emptiness within, and there are others who only objective is to get revenge on other people who hurt them. There are many things to explore and learn from this story, and I kind of book it down because I go through this. We can easily understand the following. The man is looking for love. He went to the wrong place. He let his guard down. He met the wrong person. He became a tool to satisfy a selfish interest, which resulted in betrayal and hurt, and he never found true love. You know, and this part of the book I want to read on, but I want to go right back to this. But I want to open up the line for those who like to say something to her, or and then you can respond. Minister Brian, come in real quickly. Administrator. This is Brian, my administrator. Administrator, you wanted to say something?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I was just here.
Okay. Okay. But I think that we were, it was a powerful service that night as well. But is anyone, Sister Tamika, I know you're probably ready to come in, Sister Tamika, one of our other daughters from Las Vegas. Tamika, I want you to come on in. Tamika.
Hey, Prophet LaRon, I'm here.
All right, come on in, Sister Tamika. I know you wanted to say something. I could feel it in the spirit. I could feel it in the spirit. You've been listening in.
I have the whole time. And I just wanted to say that that I commend her for coming on and telling her story, because there's so many people out there who have gone through the same thing that will not say it. They won't tell it. They're embarrassed. You know, they won't tell what has been done to them and what's caused them to be the way that they are today. So I commend her for coming on, because my daughter is in the Navy, and just over 6 months ago, she was date raped. And my daughter she wants to get married and have a baby, but of course, when she gets married. So when that happened, 2 weeks after that happened, she found out that she was pregnant. So she was so angry and so frustrated. She was so angry. She was just like, "Mom, like, you know I would keep it, but not with this person. I don't even, you know." So I definitely know what she's going through. However, my daughter chose not to have it because she didn't want to be tied to that person. So I had to pray with her, and just she's still going through it, just like this young lady. So I just want to encourage you, young lady, that everything is going to be okay. And you got Prophet LaRon in your life. He is definitely going to steer you in the right direction. So just stay just stay praying and just stay appreciating the gift that God is about to bless you with, because he is going to bless you more than what you've even asked for. And I just really, you know, I wish I can give you a hug, but I just thank you for coming on and just sharing your story, and keep sharing your story so a lot of people can be delivered, because that's what we need to get these get everybody is delivered. And a lot of people need to be delivered. So that's definitely going to help other young women your age, and not even your age, just the other women that have gone through what you've gone through. So I just wanted to thank you for coming on and just let you know you are in good hands, because Prophet Laurent, he is my spiritual father, and I really appreciate that God put him in my life. Nobody referred me to him or anything. So it's like God put me in his life, and so that's why I call him my Godfather, because it's like he was given to me from God. Even though I have a father, he's like my spiritual father, you know? So we are all sisters and brothers in Christ. And I just want to encourage you to just continue to just spread the word on, like, what you've gone through, because that's going to help so many women. And I wish my daughter can be on right now to hear you, but I just wanted to thank you for doing that. And that's what I wanted to say. I have so much to say, but I just wanted to ad-lib on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Tamika, not a shame with David. Tamika have a, they have a Zoom that they own, and it's a Zoom platform that they own as well. And I have to have Mother Sydney come on, because Mother Sydney have a powerful testimony of her experience that almost like yours, and similar to yours, Deja, because Deja, she decided to have her child. And these are, you know, we're a lot of the women's side, and then men on here too, that have their experiences that they've encountered. As well, men do it a little differently, because some are transparent, but then some just say, okay, I'm going to hold the ego in place, and then they can't do what the real ego do, because they're going to hold another ego in place. But we just bless the Lord. Mother Sydney, bless you on today, Mother Sydney. Come on in, Mother Sydney.
Okay.
All right. Mother Sydney, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Prophet Matthew. I'm going to try to say a little bit. I'm in the emergency room right now.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Mother. We'll catch you. I know what you're doing. Okay. We'll wait on you, Mother. Okay. We'll just wait.
Okay.
How about that? Okay.
All right. That'll be great. Okay.
Yes. Mother Sydney had a powerful testimony, baby. And if you all want to follow Deja, she's on Facebook under Deja Snow. She's on my page where you can follow her as well on Facebook as well, too. All right. Anyone else that want to come in and say something or even share your experience as well, too? Now, I don't know, Deja, you have some of your friends on here as well. If anybody want to leave something to Deja, come on in right now. We're going to do one person at a time, so we don't want to do everybody. Jump on at a certain time, but if there's somebody who wants to say something, just hit *6 on your phone and come on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Dr. Matthews, this is Marjorie. And
good evening, Marjorie.
I came in late because I forgot that this was the first Monday. But I just wanted to say I don't have that type of experience. But I just wanted to say to Deja that you just be encouraged, because you have connected to the right place. Connecting to the right source, which is God, that's the best place. But you've connected to the right place in connecting with Dr. Matthews and all of those who work along with him. In my opinion, this is a great man of God, great man of integrity, and all of those who work along with him have been encouraging at different times to me, as well as this prayer line. And so you are off to a good start. because of how you connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say also to you, Dr. Matthews, that your book has done so much for me just in the way of information, because what I love about it and you and what you've done with it is the openness. Not everyone can open up and shine the light on their life the way that you have. And that has done so much, not only for me, but for others. And that's why I believe the young people, it's growing. I'm listening, and it's growing. And I thank God for how he led Tamika and her group to the line. And I just get so encouraged. I don't say much, a lot, but I get so encouraged when I hear them all chime in and share their experiences. And thank you, thank you. I just have to say something. God bless you.
You're welcome. We definitely honor the Lord. We definitely honor the Lord. Because I share this with people. The flawed side of me has a lot of things it wants to do. And the flawed side of me has a lot of things that it remember it has done. The sanctified side of me teaches all of those two sides how to behave in a world of other people's behavior. So I just thank God for being able to do what I can do in ministry, because in our mission group that I deal with, kind of on the quiet side of things that we deal with, and yet, you know, in the struggles of my shortcomings and challenges, I've always learned this in life, that whatever I've done or have done in the world, when I do it in the world, I could do my best, because in the world, I did my best at it. And when I wrote this book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, I wrote it not scared, but I wrote it being broken. I wasn't scared to write the book. I was broken when I wrote the book. Because I'm not scared of anybody, but the broken side of me is able to write the book. And so from the broken side of me, you can do anything you want, contrary to what people tell you about the broken side of me. Because I'm trying to work on a piece called I'm Not Scared, But I'm Broken. It's the book I'm trying to work on. And this book talk about some of the things as it relates to orgies. And in that book, I'm not scared, but I'm broken. And that book opens up a tripod of things. So when people see me preach, those who are common with me more than I preach or that only tolerate me, they don't see the real side of me. The ones who celebrate me, they see the real side of ministry. So those who just tolerate Lerai, they don't see ministry. Those who celebrate me see the real me. So I'm not scared, but I'm broken. And that's a part of ministry that I took pieces from what I call backroom conversation with other pastors and leaders and friends that I was connected to, including some of the people that I was connected with. And I just took pieces of their ideas, and I took the collection of thoughts and then took my collection of thoughts and I put it into a manuscript in my brain and locked it in. So, you know, when we finish this book up and then someone asked, we need to do a part two called Love the Unfinished Chapter, because it ended with a question mark. So we'll get to that when we get to this. But I'm just blessed tonight by you, Deja. You just blessed my heart today, and we appreciate you so much. And thank God for you. Come, you wanted to say something else? Do anybody else wanted to say something? Did someone else want to say? We get to start six.
Good afternoon, Prophet Matthews, and everyone on the line.
Come on, God bless you, woman.
I just want to thank the Lord for the woman of God coming on the line to be open and transparent about the things that took place in her life, because it takes a lot of boldness and a humility for an individual to just come out and just be open and does not mind sharing. Because even in the process of her sharing, she's healing herself in the process, but also bringing revelation and freedom to those that need to hear it, you know. And it doesn't matter the age, you know, of the individual, because there's sometimes there's women that deal with situations that are up in age that has been afraid to share anything because of their shame. But because of the fact that she opened her mouth and Prophet LaRon, you gave her the platform, I believe without a shadow of a doubt there's going to be women and men that has been set free because of her testimony and because of what she's going through. And knowing that we have a God that loves us so much that he doesn't want us to be in the same place as we was 10, 15, 20, maybe 5 years ago, even 5 minutes ago, his love is that just that good that he can use anybody that is an open, willing vessel to share their testimony so that God can do the major work that they need to do on that individual that is listening. And I thank God because he that has an ear, let them hear. And I pray that what they heard tonight, even through your transparency, Prophet LaRon, I pray that there be more people that will be able to tap into what they heard tonight and not just listen, but also listen to the heart of God, knowing that God's love is so true and so real that it can break any chain that is on any individual's life if they allow him to do it. And the love of a father is just so deep. I mean, I didn't have my father in my life all my life. But when I did have that opportunity, God had to restore me first. And then I was able to see my father for who he really was. And then in the process, God was able to mend those pieces that once was broken. So I just want to encourage the woman of God to keep, you know, be steadfast and be unmovable and trust God that in your process that you're going through, he's going to continue to break those chains off of your life. And he's going to bring you to a place where you will be made whole by the Father because he loves you that much to not leave you in the same place that you was before. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And they get, you know, that especially when you shared the part about how your child was born and was born from that place, that you experienced your love for him, but you didn't want to have to experience having a baby from that perspective. That's powerful there. That's powerful because there's people who have not, who totally can say, wow, that's me. And what you shared from that place is a gateway for thousands of young ladies, even young men, to get women pregnant from that place as well, too, to really say, man, that's, you hit it on the head right there. That's an open, you know, it's powerful right there. You know, we're not to talk, you know. And when I say that, you may want to be in that book called, the other book I'm writing, talking about, I'm not scared, but I'm broken. I think it's probably going to be better than all the other books. I might have to retire after that, but no, I'm just kidding, of course. But I appreciate you sharing what you're sharing. Share it with us tonight and helping other people. And I know we got other people in the background. Anyone else want to say something? This is really your night to really help us and share with us and share with other people. So some people, we have quite a few, hundreds of people now, hundreds of thousands of people listening in. So this is good. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Andrea. I don't know if you remember me from, probably 5 years ago. But okay. You are the one that helped me. When I came onto your line, there were so many demons, and I wouldn't say possessing, but influencing my life. And you were the one that helped me to overcome that.
I wanted to come on and say, because I've heard her, and I wanted to come on to say to you that I appreciate you so much for listening to not what she's saying, but listening to her heart, because I have been molested. I was molested by my father. I was molested by so many men in my family, okay? And it totally blocked me from the Lord. I am still struggling to give with the Lord, but he's good. He's very good in my life, and I understand that I have that one step at a time. I'm an older person, okay? As a matter of fact, I'm 61 years old, okay? And I'm still struggling with the battle of being molested by men. Okay. And so I just want to say that, young lady, you keep on telling your story. You keep on speaking loud and clear about your story. And you don't let nobody tell you that you need to get over it. You get over it when the Lord.
There you go.
Get over it. Okay? And I'm so happy that you're going through it and leaning on God at the age that you are, because see, mine didn't start until I was in my 50s, and mine started with Prophet, because nobody else, they heard the words, but they didn't hear the heart. They didn't hear my cry. They didn't hear my heart. Okay, and they really still not hearing my heart, but that's okay, because see, God got me now, and it's all right. You know, but you keep on telling your story, and don't let nobody tell you that you're there because you want to be there. You're not there because you want to be there. When your pain is there because of what you've been through. It's not because you're there because you want to be there and because you like that place. Okay? I'm so tired of people telling me that I'm in the place that I'm in because I like it. Nobody feels the pain that I feel. Nobody feels the hurt and the struggle that I've gone through. Nobody feels that this thing used to wake me up in the middle of the night, that this thing used to, when I go to bed, I was thinking about it. When I woke up in the morning, I was thinking about it. The voices in my head telling me that God ain't going to help you and that he's no good. Don't you let nobody tell you that. You keep on walking the way the Lord has you walking. Prophet is wonderful. He is a man of God, and he will help you get through this. Because, see, I had to tell people at my church when I went back, y'all didn't do it. Okay? Prophet LaRon Matthews did it. You know, and some people tried to put him down, but no. He did it. For me, okay? He did it for me. I started healing when he talked to me, when he told me. But basically, he told the demons that were inside of me that hey, I'm done listening to you guys. So he made me aware. And he helped me to see what was going on inside of me when I couldn't see, because everybody was telling me that I was so happy of being in the place that I was in. Sweetheart, you keep on. You stay with the Lord. You stay in his word. You keep on listening to him when he speaks to you. You listen. You listen. And you do everything the Lord tells you to do, and he'll guide you down the right path. Jesus loves you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so, and if I could give you a hug, because I need one myself from somebody that understands. Okay? I wish I could hug you. Know that I am hugging you virtually. I'm hugging you. And you stay strong. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Woman, give me your name again. I'm trying to remember you. I'm trying to remember
you.
Help me.
Andrea, you spoke into my life. I was with Ava. Ava brought me on to your prayer.
Okay.
Fine.
okay? And
okay.
You helped me when I was in college, and there was another prophet that was on there with you. And one morning, because I think I was taking a theology class or something, and
okay.
They wanted me to write something against the Lord, and I just couldn't do it. And that morning,
I remember that.
You told me that I had to face the fact that, and I don't remember everything that you told me, but I know that that morning it came from the Lord, because your voice was like an angel that I was listening to, and it was soft, and it was beautiful, and it was loving. It was loving, and it started me on my journey to being set free. It started me on my journey to being set free. You know? And so I give God glory. I give God the glory for you. I give God the glory, because now that brick wall, because it was a brick wall that came up, and I would see it. I would feel it in everything. It would stop me from praying. It would stop me from reading his word. It would stop me from doing everything. Anything that had to do with the Lord, that brick wall would stop me. Okay? And I had to go into the place where I was being molested, which was in the bathroom most of the time. When I was little was where they would take me into the restroom. And I could never go in there as I got older and shut the door. I could never go in there. And if I did go in there and shut the door, I would have to hurry up and come out of there. But God took me into that place with the door shut. And that's where I had to pray. And that's where I had to sit. And that's where I had to cry. And that's where I had to get my breakthrough. And my father, who was supposed to be my protector, was the molester, which I honestly believe is why I struggled so much to get close to the Lord, because the Lord is the father figure, okay?
Yeah.
And I have a struggle. My struggle is everything that I try to do for Lord, it's just a struggle, just trying to be with him. But he's there for me, because I keep on telling Lord, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. I'm staying right here, Lord, right here with you.
And this is your breakthrough day as well, rather than later, because today's your shame. That's a blessing. And I don't take, first I want people to know, I don't take no credit for what God is doing. I just thank God to be a vessel that God can use to help those that are faced with the challenges. You know, we're going to be hitting, and I just want to invite the people to, we're hitting to San Antonio, Texas, September 18th, and I'm really working on something for the people of God there. And I believe it's going to be an awesome breakthrough service, and our lives will be changed too, as well as there at San Antonio, Texas. But you can go to my Facebook page and see that. We're going to be sharing not only Love the Unfinished Chapter, but, well, I don't want to share right now today what I'm going to share too. Because Love the Unfinished Chapter is his own book that chronicles the life of this young man who's unique on a public platform, but leave a question mark right there in a private setting. But we just thank God for you today, woman God. And I just honor the Lord for what the Lord is doing. Okay. And Daisy, I wish you could go with us to San Antonio, Texas for this event. But I know you're healing your body and your mind has become, because I know you're blessing a lot of people as well. Okay? In San Antonio, Texas, for this event. I know we got quite a few people going to be coming for the event as well, too. But, woman of God, thank you so much for what you shared today with us, because the world. I was sharing with one of my colleagues, my closest colleague and friend. We were sharing the other day, and I'm like, Lord, and I asked myself this question when I minister. Lord, even in the quiet time when I got to deal with other things, like, man, do people ever see me in the middle of doing what I do to people? And God said, they'll never see the flaw of you. They will always see the anointed you. And that really blessed me when God shared that with me. So we just bless the Lord for you sharing that today, that something was said 5 years ago on this conference night while Evangelist work was impacted you 5 years later. And I just continue to speak the strength of God on you and the power and the love of God on you and the greatness of God over your life, because it's God is, I'm telling you, he is powerful. He's powerful, and he is who he is. And without him, I could never do anything I've done that I've done, not the gift of God. Amen. Thank you. And woman of God, give me your name again. I just want to write your name down. I want to make sure I got your name.
Andrea White.
Now, is you the Andrea White that follow me on Facebook?
Yeah, I am on, yes. I'm on your Facebook page, yes.
Okay. Wow. Bless you on today. You and Dave, you just encouraged my heart today. Thank you, especially some of the ones from California. Because California is always good at night. We thank God for my good friend, the one and only Deanna Richard Smith. We thank God for her as well tonight. Thank you for being on with us. We speak in strength over her as well tonight and her family over there. We got quite a few California people on here as well. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, woman of God. Deja, did you want to say something? Anyone else? Any questions?
I just wanted to say to the women, y'all be encouraged. And just know that these babies are not in vain. They are blessings. And be encouraged with the situation that you're going through. Just know God is a willing God, and he will make a way, and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on today. Is your mom on? Did your mom want to say something, Deja?
Yes, hold on. Come on, Mom.
Yeah.
Hello, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, Prophet. I am Elaine's family. I am the mother.
No, go ahead. Come on. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you. Come on in. Come on. Go ahead. Share, please. Come on. Introduce yourself to us.
I am the mother of Deasia Snow. I thank God for the process that we are going through right now, because it's allowing my daughter to know and to see that God has his hand upon her life, and that there is a purpose and a calling, you know, for her in the kingdom of God. And I do want to share this testimony where in the beginning of the year, when I was at my church at Living by Faith Worship Center, where Dr. Juanita Jackson is our pastor, Deasia was out of town. She had, left home. You know, a situation took place with me and her where she ended up leaving home, and she left and moved into Detroit, Michigan. And I never forget, it was in March when I came into the service at my local church, the Lord told me that he needed me to sow a seed. And he said, I need you to sow a seed of $21. And as I began to obey God and I talked to God, and I was like, well, Lord, I don't know, you know, what should I write on the envelope. And he told me, he said, I need you to sow this seed and write on the envelope for the souls of your children in 2021. Now, remind you that my daughter, she was living in Detroit, Michigan.
And that as soon as I sowed the seed, the $21 seed, that God, you know, began to allow some things to come out in the open where she, thing took place where the girl that she was living with had put her out. And we know that it's very, very cold up there in Detroit, Michigan, where the girl, her and the girl got to fighting. She put her out in the cold, you know, and everything. And my daughter ended up losing her phone and everything. But by the grace of God and by me being able to hear God, that the police end up getting my daughter and let her stay at the police station up there. And they, and you know, we was able to get her back home. That was the first time that God spared her. And this time where she was shot June the 24th of this year, and where God began to allow her to come through this situation that she was going through, where the enemy began to think that what he meant for bad that was going to take place, but God began to overturn the verdict only because of obedience. So I say to every mother that's on here, never give up on your children. Never leave the place of God. Never leave out a place where that you cannot hear the voice of God. Because when I tell you, when you begin to hear the voice of God and begin to obey God, everything that the enemy is, that has meant for bad for your seed, God is able and will overturn the verdict of the enemy.
Wow. Thank you, woman of God, for saying that. We receive that. I tell you, we received that. Amen. We received that. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate that. Wow. My clock says 911. It just shifted to 912. 911. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing that to us today. We bless the Lord for you. Man, I'm just so blessed.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, preacher, other preacher. Thank you for releasing that oil to us and blessing our spirit. Amen. Wow. All right. Anyone else tonight? While the presence of God is moving, and thanking God for, wow, what the Lord is doing. Man, God is doing, he's up to something mightily for us on tonight. All right. Administrator Richard Bryant, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Okay, Administrator Bryant.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready for the Ultimate Conference.
The Ultimate Conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th. Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rice.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800.
September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love. The Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas. Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Wow. Well, we bless the Lord on today and thank God for you. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing that, Mama Asia. Thank you so much. Administrator Brian, do we have any announcements over there? I'm trying to see.
God bless you, Prophet.
Come on, Minister.
God bless you, Deja, and your mother. Being guest tonight, I was reminiscing when Deja's mother talked about the Lord spoke to her about sowing the seed and how your seed will cover your seed. And I just that blessed me, and I truly appreciate that, because I think about 7 years ago the Lord spoke to me the same way. Sow that seed, and the seed covered my seed. So the announcements as follows, if you will. Keep these dates in mind, as Prophet Matthew said. This coming Friday, August 6th, you will be at the First Pentecost Assemblies International Church, 145-4359 Green Street in Harvey, Illinois, where Bishop Owens is the host pastor, and they're getting ready for their church anniversary, 57th church anniversary celebration. Also, keep in mind the 50th celebration and banquet for Restoration and Truth Ministries. That's August the 7th through the 8th. Saturday is at 3 p.m. It's a formal banquet. It's $50 for the banquet. If you can't attend, would you consider just supporting the ministry for the $50? You can cash app at @RTM Hampton, or you can PayPal at Restoration and Truth Ministries. For more information, you can call 757-817-1226. That's the 5th year and celebration and banquet for Restoration Peace Ministries, Apostle Maurice Simmons and the Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. August the 19th and the 20th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to Pilgrim's Full Gospel Ministries, Brown Mill, New Jersey, at 379 Lakehurst Road, where Pastor Benjamin Cole is the host pastor. For more information, call 267-767-6511. August the 21st, you can meet Dr. Matthews in Atlanta for the 2021 Black I Am Awards. He's being honored for his book, Love, the Unfinished Chapter, the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award, the Black I Am King Author of the Year. If you'd like to go to support the man of God, you have to purchase your tickets online only. You can go to www.blackiamawards2021.evenbright.com. That's Black I Am Awards 2020.evenbright.com. Again, that's August the 21st. September the 18th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas. As you heard on the announcement, and that's Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, where the host is Sister Tina Rice. For more information on that as well, you can reach out. For more information on that, you can reach out to 726-444-0060. The dates are filling up. October 1st, Dr. Matthews is on his way to the First Baptist Church of Lounsboro, Alabama, in the Black Belt area of South Central Alabama, where Pastor Willa D. Williams is the pastor. That's October the 1st, First Baptist Church, Lounsboro, Alabama. October the 2nd, South Central Alabama. October the 3rd, South Central Alabama. Dates and locations will be coming forth. October the 7th, Baltimore, Maryland, get ready. Dr. Matthews is on your way there. More information is forthcoming. October 29th, 30th, and the 31st, get ready. Save the date for the Family Values Conference 2021 to be held at the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. They're in the great city of Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the senior pastor. There will be a banquet. For more information, more information is forthcoming. But for more information, you can call or text Pastor Sandra Ganey at 910-506-8770, or you can call the local ministry at 708-825-1988. God bless you, Dr. Matthew.
Amen. Thank you, Administrator Brian. We appreciate you as well, Administrator Brian. And as our schedule is really getting pretty busy throughout the year and into 2022, thanking God for those who are connected with us and those great leaders who are part of what we're doing. We appreciate you and thank God for what God is doing in you and through you all as well and connecting with us. Yes, ma'am.
I just got a text from someone asking how to sow $21 seed to cover their children. So that information, for those of you who would like to sow that $21 seed, just Cash App, money sign, RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@yahoo.com, or you can go to the ministry website at WeRestoreU.org. We have several texts on how to sow the $21 seed to cover their children.
Yeah. And we call it the seed that cover your seed.
The seed that cover your
Brian, she, you know, her son went through a horrendous car accident several years ago. And I tell you, that's a powerful testimony by itself. What he went through with having his brain left in a car and how she planted a seed that really covered her seed. And we just thank God for all what the Lord is doing and the impact of things that the Lord is doing for so many people and the lives of so many people. And I thank God for the impact that has been touched, the lives and touched, and the impact that has been made by the kingdom of God. By the kingdom of God, the vessel that God can use to touch lives and to see lives change. And today was a very powerful time and life-changing time for so many people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have another individual on here. If you don't hear Brother Anton Moore. And Brother Anton Moore was at our service yesterday, and Anton is a powerful young man. He was in our service, and God blessed him. I want him to come in and just share how he was blessed yesterday by the Word of God and some of the things he's experienced in church and how God blessed him when he came to the service. Brother Anton, are you on today? Just hit *6 on your phone. Now, if you're on the blog side, hit 1 on your dial. My screen just shifted a little bit, Administrator Brian, so I'm trying to get back on that screen.
We have a live caller. Yeah. That line has been open for a while. There's no number there, but your line is open if you desire to speak.
Yeah.
Is that me?
You?
Yeah, can you hear me?
And so I... Okay, yes. Hold on, Anton. Yes, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am.
Oh, hi, yes. Hi, everyone.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm thankful. Hi, yeah, I'm thankful to be here tonight and to hear this wonderful testimony. You know, we've been praying a lot for the young people. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yes. You know, we've been praying for the young people a lot. You know, I have a teenage daughter, you know, who is sharing, like, a lot of the struggles of the young people, you know, that she saw that she went to school with and stuff like that. And just hearing this testimony and, you know, how God is, you know, raising up young people in these last days and you know, and for the boldness that he's given this young lady to declare, you know, what God is doing and also speaking and highlighting to us parents also, you know, that the children, you know, they just want parents to listen and to show that love. I remember my mom says, my daughter would say, you know, I like when, you know, I'm so glad that I can talk to you and stuff like that and how much a difference it makes. And it even shows how even we need to be there as spiritual parents to pour love, speak life, encourage other people. We don't know, you know, what that seed planted and those encouraging words can mean so much to them. And also years ago, I was on the line, it's been a while, and I remember, you know, my daughter's still pretty young, but I was concerned about for her about some things, and I remember you had prophesied and you said, is a young lady a concern about, you know, she'll be fine. And I thank God she is, God has drawn her closer and closer to himself, you know, and she's serving him, you know. Just wanted to let you know, years ago I was on the line and you did speak that, and you know, she is living for God, and I give God thanks, you know, for that word that was received, and just wanted to let you know. And I'm here in Massachusetts. My name is Jasmine, by the way. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. God bless everyone.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Yes, I do remember you, woman of God. Thank you. I'm glad to have you back with us. We appreciate you on today. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. It's a blessing. Well, you're welcome. Amen. Brother Anton, and I think Minister of Brian says you. If those who want to sow that $21 seed, and we call them the seed that will cover your seed, mm-hmm. and you can do that via Cash App, money sign, RFPIN, Cash App, money sign, RFPIN, or you can do it via Zelle at the Restore You, the letter U, at Yahoo.com. We restore you, the letter you, and Yahoo.com. You can do that as a real prayer. Or you can go to our website. And our website is We Restore You, the letter U.org. We Restore You, the letter U.org. Amen. So if you want to say this, you can bless you on today. All right, Brother Antoine, bless you on today. Antoine.
God bless you.
God bless you, man. God, thank you so much. You were with us yesterday in our service, and tell us a little bit how God blessed you yesterday in the service. Some of the things you were experiencing before you came into the service and how God confirmed some things for you. Bless you on tonight for joining us.
Thank you. I was just in my bed, and I went to sleep real late, and I just had an urge to get to you. I've been hearing you on the radio. I don't have a Facebook, but I've been tapping into family Facebook to check you out whenever I can. And I've been meaning to get to you. I've been telling my mother about you, and I've been wanting to get there, and I just had an urgency to get there. And with that urgency to get there, it was just, I knew it was a divine time that I got there because there was envelopes that was being passed out. What these envelopes were it was written. It was everybody had an envelope, and it was something written in their envelope. And we all took a seat. And it was the most amazing thing that I probably ever experienced. And as we sat down, I thought the envelope was for tithes and offerings. So I never really opened it yet. I was waiting until we get that time, and Father called us up for prayer. And when I opened up my envelope, before I even opened up my envelope, you told me, wait, don't open your envelope yet. And he prayed for me. He was actually tapping into the things that was already in my envelope. Before he even knew what it was, before he even looked at it, he was already tapping into what was in my envelope and what I was experiencing in my life and what I was going through prior churches and stuff that I experienced through the divorce that I've been through and personal things where it was to the point where you were giving me dates of the exact time where I was going through and giving these things. And as you were speaking to me, I was revisiting these things. I could see everything that you tell me because I experienced it. So I'm having almost like a flashback of the things that you telling me as you praying for me and as you as God began to use you. And when I opened my envelope, it was wealth. And one of the scriptures that I always quote is wealth is riches in my house. And I was in the middle of a business move at the time. You told me that you in the middle of a business move and it didn't work at the time, and the time that, you know, but how you were just going into, I mean, everything from detail to detail. And that day I received, for me, and I was just thinking about this on my way home from work, I was thinking, as I begin to see that paper, I'm like, this is my check. This is the biggest check that was ever wrote to me. And all it said was welcome. Wow. But it was the word. Wow. It was the word that was behind that check. It was, and that's the way I look at it. I look at it as a check because I believe God's promise. I believe the word of God. So that, and that's the way I look at it. I'm going to hold on to it because literally that piece of paper, and that's all it is when you get a check from somebody else or whatever. That's all it is. That is all it is a piece of paper, a note that's telling you that this money belongs in this bank. And I know that my riches and everything is my wealth is tied in heaven. And I know that it belongs to me, and I received the word. I received everything that you have spoken to me, the healing. And even when I left, I felt so free. I felt so, I mean, I can't even tell you how free I began to feel as I walked to my car when I got out of, I just kept saying it to myself to the point I started saying it out loud, like, I feel so free. I feel so free. So I've really been blessed. It's not my first account of the year. And I was I was thinking on the way home, I just remember we had a conference at a church long time ago, 7 years old. I never forget. It was an overnight conference, and we had some people coming around to have this shut-in. It was a shut-in, and I believe you was a youth pastor at the time, a long time ago, probably definitely over 20 years ago. And I remember you prophesied to me then, and I was sitting in the back, and I had this little bubble pipe thing that they used to, you know, used to play with back in the day, blow bubbles. And you looked at me, and you said, you're going to be a preacher. And I never forget that. Everybody was laughing at me. Everybody was laughing at me because I was such a bad kid at that time. And, no, you know, I was in so many different things. But people was joking about me. They was laughing at me. And I never forgot that. I never, ever forgot that. Just today, he just brought it to my memory, and I laughed. I really loud laughed, like, man, God is good. So I thank God for you. I've always admired you from afar, even when I was I hadn't seen you in a while, things like that. But I always admire you from afar. Things that you know, of course, you don't see me looking you up and listening to you on the radio and everything. But I've always been in tune with you. You've always been near and dear to my heart. And I thank God for you,
that God. Amen. Bless the Lord. And we just honor the Lord just to know that the word of God and the things that God has done years ago, 20 years ago, wow. And you're 31 now, correct?
Yeah, I'm 31.
I'm 31 now. We just bless the Lord how, you know, many churches by what is it? Your living is not in vain. Your teaching is not in vain. Your preaching is not in vain. To see what God is doing now through the work and through the experience. Now I understand I've taken one for the home team. When you think about it, I took one for the home team. So we really thank God for being able to take one for the home team to see lives being touched and people lives being impacted. And we bless the Lord for you, Brother Anton. And you right now, you're not in a church at this time, correct?
No.
Amen. And certainly, as I share with you, at any time you feel the heart desire to come, the word of God bless you on yesterday too. You were sharing, and the young lady that came, she was blessed as well by the word of God. We're just thinking that. We're just thinking.
Yes. I was thinking that we were talking about concerning her job that was so detailed, from her shipping in her job, the things that was going on in her work area, things that she was going through with friends, some things that I was just telling her. You were saying like you was sitting in on a conversation, but God was already sitting in the conversation. So, for her to hear that again, she told me she wanted to look at me like, are you hearing this? Like, because it was amazing, even to her, for the experience. And it's not that we doubt God, but when He confirmed His word, we were blessed.
Mm-hmm. And the prophetic word that God gives the prophet when he speaks this, it always confirms what God is doing. But it's good when, as I was sharing with the people from 10 and 21 yesterday in Matthew, the access. God is giving people access. We're moving from acceleration to suddenness. And in this acceleration to suddenly, people are going to see things happen suddenly. It's acceleration to suddenly. It's moving fast, but now you're going to see things coming together suddenly. Deeds will be mailed to people how suddenly. Things will be given to suddenly. People you never thought you would meet will be suddenly. What we would consider accident would be divine connection. So because of the suddenly of God and the acceleration that have been, we're seeing the suddenly of God manifest itself in the lives of so many people. And many of those who fasted with us, and we're not talking about the ones who dieted. Y'all just dieted. Y'all were going to lose weight. But those who actually fasted with us and stood on the word of God and believed God, you're even after the fast, you're feeling that spirit of acceleration. And then in this acceleration, you get ready to see the suddenly. It's coming to happen suddenly. Money you didn't think was going to ever be come to you, it's going to happen suddenly. Loans you thought was that they rejected, people who got loans that were rejected, all of a sudden you're going to see it come back and say, when do you want to sign the paper? Because we in a suddenly time. So everything that was against the kingdom of God in previous years and previous decades, we're in the privileges of God. So what was denied is now restored. You can write that down. Whatever's denied is now restored because we are in the suddenly of God. When I say the suddenly of God, demons have no power over this. Government officials, politicians have no power. This is God. This is the very act of God in the suddenly time. So what you're watching is suddenly. And the ones who will miss it that are considered saints or believers is those who don't understand faith from this perspective. Because what you're going to do is say, I got to pray about a suddenly of God. And when you already fasted about it, when you sought his face, when you put these things before the Lord. Because the suddenly of God is so powerful right now that most of the people, the ministry of Brian and saints of God, most of the people who are going to receive the suddenly of God were people who put things that they wrote it down in a book, they wrote it down in their iPad, they wrote it down in their pan with little pockets and whatever that little pan pocket thing is, and they wrote these things down, and they just left it there because they believed God for it. Those are all the things that happened. The suddenly of God are responding to the things that we gave to God, and we trust in him now that he was going to do it. So we're going to see, we're seeing the suddenly of God based upon our belief in God, and we just say, God, I trust you for it. I'm not going to get in your way. In other words, God is releasing this. I said, I'm not going to get in your way. Because we'll get in God's way. But the suddenly of God is those things that we wrote down, and we just, most of you forgot about them.
As a matter of fact, let me show you how the suddenly of God is for some of you all right now. The suddenly of God is so powerful. Coronavirus, the last 12 months, took the memory of a lot of people because they gave up on things. They said, forget it, not going to happen. The economy shifted, jobs happened, relationships are going to happen, things happened, people stayed in the house. The suddenly God was so powerful, Pastor Simmons and Lady Simmons and saints of God, that it's so powerful. What the suddenly of God did is during the coronavirus and the COVID-19 and all of those things that were happening, it really opened up a gateway because for what people don't understand, when the Satan, look, when Satan acts up, God shows up. Write that down. When Satan acts up, God shows up. You know why? Because in the fight, God is never going to let you get defeated in any round. In any round of the kingdom of God, you'll never get knocked down. You'll take blows, but you won't get knocked down in the kingdom of God. So what we're watching in the suddenly of God, in the suddenly of God, Deja, we're watching a presence of God that knows all of the outlets that you decided you were going to plug into. So every outlet that we plugged into, 2020 took us caught. It was the year of the obituary, and it was the year of the blackout. 2020 was the year of the obituary and the year of the blackout. And it was so black in 2020 that those true believers who were light succeeded. Because in 2020, if you really had the salt of God, you was the favor of people. Because the salt creates favor, not only flavor, but favor. So 2020 was an obituary, but we had a blackout year. And you knew in 2020, all the people who quit, threw in the towel, gave in, got upset, frustrated, suicide, got mad. The believers who were really trusting in God and believed, had faith, you literally was the light of 2020. And so in your 2021, you're going to receive the suddenly of God. Everything you're going to see is the suddenly of God. Things you didn't dream about, dreams you already dreamed about, watch this. All of your dreams, your dreams have woken up now. So none of your dreams are dreams anymore. They woken up. Your vision, no longer is vision. It's a blueprint now. It's coming to pass. Because we're in that time. People, the 2020 year, which is the blackout and the obituary year, absolutely allowed people to see the light in those that had the glory over them. So in your 2020, you went through it. Now you're getting ready to see the benefit of the suddenly of God. And in the suddenly of God, you win. Now watch this. Let me take you back here. In 2020, it was the obituary year and the blackout. Now, the reason why it had to be a blackout, because when Satan started a fight, he started to fight from darkness. And when he started to fight in eternity, it was a dark place. But who did he meet in the dark place? God, because God is the seed in darkness. So in that dark place, the presence of God manifests itself and gave us victory in the dark place. So he allowed the dark place to exist so he can literally make the seed that was in the dark place become the light. Somebody just missed the revelation. Let me take it a little deeper. So in 2020, it was considered the obituary year. It was the blackout. And God worked so powerful in the darkest of the darkest of place. No seed grows or develops in light. It has to be planted in darkness. And it comes to the light. So all of us who were in the darkness because people were scared. So you got a lot of people fearful now. Why? Because they're still in the dark. Those who came through the 2020 obituary year and understood the blackout, you're getting ready to see the benefit of everything that was dark at that time. You create the light of now. You are the light of the world right now in the earth realm. While still people are sitting down there crying, weeping, vaccine, get caught up in their emotions and letting the enemy steal food them. You're going to succeed. I'm telling you, this month, next month, the rest of the month, all the way until, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is raising up men and women of God from this place, and you all are going to see the suddenly of God. Some people who couldn't get a house last year, y'all waited. Who didn't get the car, you waited. Who watched everybody do things, who waited. who didn't worry about a stimulus check. You waited. This is your celebration year. This is your celebration time. So everything that you waited for and you thought you lost, believe me, everything that we thought we lost or we would have lost, we're going to get that income. We're going to get that income because the economic climate in the world, in the world banking system, in the economy, said there's so much resource in the earth right now, they don't even know what to do with it. It's a proven factor. Right now, there's more houses are on the market. There's more cars. There's more everything you need is all of the is right now ready because no one is moving. So literally, they're going to be giving you some pennies on the dollar. And if you have a 501c3, you go on to the bank. Such as people said, you got a 501c3, you can go to the bank right now. You got a 501c3, millionaire and billionaire will give you what you need. You got a 501c3. You can go to the bank. You ain't got to worry about nothing. 501c3 is your blueprint to the world right now because we are in a suddenly a time. We are in the suddenly of God. So in the suddenly of God, all of the wealth, all of the unjust is waiting for us. It's proven it is. It's waiting for us. Who gonna pay $6 billion to go to a moon? Somebody don't have nothing else. He going to the moon, but he ain't reached the stars. I just missed that too. Everybody that's going to the moon ain't reached the stars. So while we the stars, they going to the moon, but they still don't have anything. They waiting for the stars to open up the door for them to get what they need. So we are in the suddenly of God. Everything is the suddenly of God. Just like they try to promote the vaccine and give them money to take the vaccine and all these other things, they're doing everything in their power to scare the people into taking vaccines. We are the vaccine in the earth, man. We the suddenly of God. Everything is the suddenly of God right now. Everything accelerated. Some of you woke up this morning, you didn't even know it was night now. Some of your whole day went past you. You lost hours and minutes dealing with foolishness and people. Your whole day is going to be like, man, this day went like this? Because we're in the suddenly of God. Everything is suddenly. You're going to go to sleep, you'll be woke up because you're in the suddenly of God. You're in the suddenly of God. Everything is happening suddenly. And if your enemy ain't careful, hear me. Hear this out. If your enemy ain't careful, you'll open your mouth and scare them. If your enemy ain't careful, believe me, says God, because in the suddenly of God, moving such in the darkness, God is going to bless some of us so much, our enemy is going to have to wear shades. Because I'm telling you, because of the presence and the power of God right now in the earth realm. Every connection, a divine connection, people that connecting to folks 20 years ago, 30 years ago, what you thought was supposed to happen then, it wasn't for that time. It was for the maturity time. Everything God's doing now, marriages that didn't happen, excuse me, I ain't going to mess with those people because somebody would get mad at me. So I'm going to put that one in the layaway. Anyway. Those who are real people, you actually meeting destiny 20 years later. You actually meeting your divine connection 15 years later. You actually meet your purpose 35 years later now. Everything is all in. You are in the suddenly of God. Stuff you dreamed about 25 years ago didn't happen. You in it right now. Folks you didn't even see. Down the road, they would look kidding guy with their snotty nose. Boom, you meet them right now. People you saw, whoa, what happened? But you're in that suddenly of God. Because all of y'all went through an experience and it's a suddenly of God now. So God is creating what we call, somebody write this down. God is creating the universal connection now. Everything is universal connection. In May 25th, 2020, the whole United States of America, all seven continents started marching. Based upon what happened in Powerhorn, Minnesota. You know what Powerhorn, you know what happened there? Because the United States government set that matter up. Powerhorn, Minnesota, Twin City, Powerhorn, Minnesota. Just think about 2001. When 2001 happened, y'all remember 2001 when the Twin Towers, now we're here 2020? Okay. And Powerhorn, if you study the word Powerhorn in the city, it was birthed from the place, it was birthed from gunpowder. You know how they use that gunpowder to put in gun back in the 1800s, and they used to, you had to put gunpowder in that Powerhorn. That was a symbol sent out based upon what happened. Who was the gentleman that got killed? Yeah, you all know it. Somebody can give me his name real quick. But I'm in his bang, so we got to be quick when you say it. So in that time, all the things would happen. So the situation started over a $20 bill that was a counterfeit $20 bill. So listen to this. A counterfeit $20 bill that on 25th, because 25th day is a historical day when you look at it. If you study the 25th day, you'll find that major actors died on that day, celebrities died on that day. They had that's a pagan holiday on that day, the 25th day. So May 25th, 2020, that day was set in motion. These ancient spirits even deal with the 2025. So Powerhorn Day, that was the day. Now, come on, somebody, give me the name of the guy. I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Name is George Floyd.
Thank you, somebody. All y'all people right here. George Floyd, thank you. Everybody's scared to open their mouth. They want to open their mouth for anything else. George Floyd. So here's George Floyd. On May 25th, he goes into the store. Now listen to this, people. May 25th, 2020, he goes into the store with a counterfeit $20 bill. And now, they were all, this is for all secret societies, Masons, and all those other ones. Everybody knew what was going on because both of the guys, the police officer with the 32 and a half degree, the young man, George Floyd, was the 33rd degree. So anyway, let me just share this with you so you can understand how the president, it all led up to the president and what we're seeing right now in this season we're in. So May 25th, 2020, George Floyd went into the store on the corner in Powerhorn. Powerhorn in the city of Powerhorn. Powerhorn, Minnesota. He gave a $20 bill. That's what they say. A counterfeit $20 bill to the man in the store. He gave it. So he comes out. Number one, everybody knew that 2020, after May 25th, it's official to all the secret society, everybody, that 2020 was going to be a counterfeit year. It's official. And the other 2020 and 2020 is that, number two, generations, we're preparing to create a genocide for a generation. So we know 2020 was a counterfeit year. It was the preparation of the genocide. Now, so we get 40. We get 40 out of that, right? Now, 40, everybody know it came. What does 40 mean? 40 is always a symbol. You heard it. There was in the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus was led up on the spirit after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. That's all connected to all of these things. So y'all got to stay with me here so y'all can understand what I'm going prophetically so you can know exactly what's happening. So all of these things happen. So at that time, after May 25th, they start marching for what? Justice. Y'all remember that? Justice. All seven continents. People were rioting. People were coming in the streets. All seven continents line up all the way down to Australia, which is at the land down under, to all the way up to England, to Brazil, Germany, all over, all seven continents. So all seven continents, number seven, all of them came into alignment. Justice. So it all came into alignment for justice. Queen Elizabeth was known about it. All the secret societies, Jesuit orders. It's only us that didn't understand the counterfeit spirit that was being thrown out. Church world didn't get it because half of the folks ain't sanctified anyway. They satisfied. They ain't saved. They just saved. So I ain't worried about that. We ain't count them in because we know when it comes to us, we get scared anyway. What did Bishop Hook say? Can't even kill a fly. Can't even cast out a fly. But anyway, so, and I'm going to lead y'all up to where you get ready to go. So
that when you're blessing, look, and let me stop and put a pin right there. Those who are blessed, you ain't got to rejoice on that. But that's just all of the hell you went through, God is giving you a sample. Some people say, well, we're getting ready to be blessed with, that's a sample. Those are all samples. But God is getting ready to take his people to. Ooh, my goodness gracious. You ain't seen nothing yet. Anyway, so 2020, we all know it was a counterfeit. It was all to create a justice system. It was all to transform, transcend, change the way the system was set. Because after 2020, America, the United States of America, really became the minority country of the world. So everybody that was minority in the United States became majority, and majority became the minority in the United States. And they all knew it. So that was the census year, too. So between the noble birthing, the family of the noble birthing, all of those high-ranking families, the top three-ranking families, all knew that. And if you go Google, you'll find out that all the CEOs in January of 2019, about 1,400 CEO of major corporations resigned, took their money, their annuity. And then in 2020, another 480 CEOs of major corporations resigned. So that was all a sign right there. So all of them already know that was a sign. That was a sign. They used, what is this gentleman that they found that had the island with all the presidents and all, everybody went to his island? Who was Epstein? Epstein. They used him as their guinea pig. He was the guinea pig to throw off. His job was to throw off all of the trafficking and to throw off the trafficking, throw off the secret society, throw off the blood sacrifice. He was used as a sacrifice. So I just want y'all to know that, too. I'm just trying to help y'all out so I can bring y'all up to speed, so you can prophetically know where we are at now. Because God's people need to, God's people need a word from the Lord, because we need to know where we at. And we ain't talking about the scary ones. We ain't talking about the counterfeit. The counterfeit one is getting ready to have an encounter with the anointing one. But you got to know right now where we at in the earth realm, universally. So universally, God is bringing his people to the epic moment. We're in an epic time because we're in the end. And in the end, and literally we're in the end of a dispensation. We're in the end of an era. We're in the end of a, you know how you get an end of that book? We're in the end of a time, because not even the angel know the time of the day when the Lord is coming. Not even them themselves, only God do. So in the end of a dispensation, Pompeii came down in one day, but it took many years to build. We in a time of a Pompeii, because America and the world is so perverted that literally God is going to end it. He's bringing it to an epic end, and because we're in a non-reversal point. So at a non-reversal point in the earth realm, God raises up those so he can let us be blessed in the middle of a mess or a massacre. We always do it. Go look at the history of the thing. Look how powerful the kingdom of God rose to the occasion. And we're not talking about the counterfeit. The people say, oh, we're going through, but we're coming out victoriously. So in the dark age and all of the things, the people of God who understand the strategy of God, spiritual world, because see, you got two different people. Administrative Brian, you got those understand the spiritual world from the spirit of indoor, and those who understand the spiritual world, the word of God, from the kingdom. So that's why we got to be very careful of understanding those two worlds, because what people right now, we got a lot of people in churches playing with the first world and not the second world. So that's for free, so you got to understand it, because you need to understand the spiritual world. That's why vision, a job, people not working. They're inventing the inventions that were stolen, things that was ours, it's all coming back to us. Everything that was supposed to go back to its original place, that's why the world is in revolt against itself now, because everything coming back to its origin. So it's coming back to its origin. So all seven continents was in alignment. So while they were all in alignment, everything was being prepared in the spiritual realm. So very powerful leaders and generals, a lot of them went on to be with the Lord. And some who, I ain't gonna talk about them, but they went on. So we are in the vacancy time. So right now, we in the vacancy. Before God can come, he had to vacate the premises so he can restore the promise. Because he said he vacating the premises so he can restore the promise. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all got to be ready for me when I talk. You got to be ready. Trust me, you got to be ready for Prophet Matthew. So he vacates the premises so he can release the promise. Y'all want to write that down? Somebody want that? I'm going to give y'all 5 seconds to do it. I got it. He vacates the premises to release the promises. Okay, so what you're seeing right now, and then in June 8th, I think it was 7th or 8th, the president of the United States was Donald Trump, because it always prophesied that he was going to be the president. It was already prophesied years ago that he was going to be the president. So whatever happened, there made no difference. He was going to be the president. He had to be in the position. He was used by God. Whatever they say he did, that's your opinion. But he was the vessel used by God. It's like Biden being used by you. He's been used by, they got to use God. Got to use somebody. So on June the 7th, he left the White House. Now, how many presidents you ever see what he did? Because people call it a mockery. Those the evangelical. The evangelical and some other people said, oh, he making a mockery. No, he was sending a mark. Like you thought he was making a mockery, he was sending a mark. He leaves the White House, go outside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and the White House is designed, it's made out of the order of the Masonic. He walks outside of the order of the Masonic order, and he walks over to the Episcopal building. He walks over to the Episcopal church, ran by who? Queen Elizabeth, the church at England. In 1611, King James started the new version of the King James Bible with 54 scholars. So they established and reestablished the King James version of the Bible. He took the 1611 original of the King James Version and he sent the sign to Queen Elizabeth. So what we were all tripping and people were laughing and making mockery, he was making a mark. He was sending the code to let Queen Elizabeth know who was over the church in England. She ran the church of England. That's who she runs the church of England. He sends the code to Queen Elizabeth to let Queen Elizabeth know justice in the world, all seven continents, justice is now being served all seven continents. So we look at seven in a dimension of seven. Think about that in the Bible. You know, think about how the seven is very powerful in the Bible. Seven completion. So he sends the code. Queen Elizabeth, and you can read it in Esther chapter 6, Queen Elizabeth gets the code. She goes into what we call the Royal Chronicle. That's a book of everything in a chronological order in all of the families of all of the queens in the history. And it tells the story of what's happened, almost like Esther when she met King Ahasuerus. It shares everything that's going on. So she reads the chronicle. When she reads the chronicle lets her know that these people, the remnant, those who remain, are now coming into power, and there's nothing that anybody can do about it. Because after all, when Harry left with his Meghan left the with the child that they needed, because they needed the mixed child. They needed that family. They needed that blood of the mixed child. When they left what they called that circle of the royal birthing, that left them empty. It left them empty. That blood sacrifice, they could not use his child. So it was open. So now you got a vacancy right there. So Queen Elizabeth has to open a chronicle. And if that royal chronicle speaks to what was said in that book, what she does, she informs the Jesuit order. And the Jesuit order lets the Pope know. And when she informed the Jesuit order and the Pope, they all know that the universal order of the ancient spirit of Nimrod is coming down. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. They let them know that ancient spirit, all know. That's why you see a demon spirit that you ain't never had to deal with before. You see a portal being open that you never experienced. You see an actual human angels on the earth realm. That's why the Bible says you got to be careful that you don't entertain one unawarely, because half of y'all been, y'all entertaining, and you don't even know the angels. You're entertaining real live angels on the earth realm right now. They lie. And all they do is wait for you to tell them what to do. Because the universal earth realm is in effect. So now we're in 2021. Now think about that. 2021. Now, based upon the Judaic calendar, we in the masterpiece of God. We're in the center of the masterpiece of God. See, Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. I know everybody wants to keep that going. He was born in the fall of the year, so we're going into the fall of the year. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Because everything is now coming to play. So in this month, we in the suddenly of God, because everything you're getting ready to happen is going to exhale suddenly, instantaneously. Demon spirits will not be able to, miracles out of this world, but people can't perform miracles because they're too scared. They're trying to save themselves from what they're dealing with, because we are in the suddenly of God, and many people don't even know they're in the suddenly of God. Anybody, if you don't have no fear, no demon can attack you right now. No syphilis, no gonorrhea, no COVID-19, no coronavirus, no cancer. If you're in the suddenly of God right now, you ain't got to worry about death. Death is not even on your agenda. The death spirit, as they said, because they always let you know in the Bible, the death spirit, when it was the blood was over the doorpost, it passed over. When that neuro and that brain cell and that neuro come together, them cells and organs all come together, them brain cells and the neural, that was the symbol of the blood, because those are all connected to the blood. You can't die. You cannot die because you're not part of, you're not, matter of fact, some people ain't even, you're not even slated for death. But you in the universal plan of God. In the universal plan of God, when he moves, then anybody that's in the universal plan, you can't die. Demons can't kill you. Nobody can take you out. If something happens to you, you still can't die. Because you're in the universal plan of God. So therefore, in the universal plan of God, demons intimidate you. They can't kill you. If you show any sign of fear, they can come in. But if you take authority, they can't do anything to you. That's why you got to be careful of what I call them religious and church impostors. Be careful of your religious and church impostors. But there's a whole lot of them showing up. So in this month, because we're in the second day, we're watching the suddenly of God. Anything is suddenly of God. It's suddenly. You, and some of you try to open up a blessing, you'll be too scared to take it because you'll be trying to say, oh, is this God I'm trying to see? Who else? It ain't the devil. Who else? It ain't the devil. Well, that's for free too. But I'm telling you, you are in a suddenly. So everything you're experiencing is in the suddenly of God, the demonstration of God, the power of God, the glory of God. And he's using a few vessels that are willing to be used, because everybody else is busybody. Most of the church world, everybody too busy. They're too busy for God. They're too busy doing everything else. have them in everybody else's business, social media, in everybody's business, that those ones, that remnant, and it's no longer called the remnant, no, it's another name that they're using right now. It ain't remnant, because we didn't play it out, the remnant word. It's another name. I've got to remember what it was. But we in that suddenly of God. So you watching that suddenly of God. There are people, because you can't touch half of the world. So in your mouth, you literally got to have the power to shake demons. You, when you open your mouth, everything got to shift in the atmosphere. It ain't about touch. Open your mouth. Because the devil got half of the people shut. Open your mouth. And rock, boom. Because the universal sound of God is so powerful right now. That's why social media and mainstream America is live. Because it knows the moment you open your mouth, you can shut down Fox. You can shut down CNN. You can shut down ABC, NBC, all the other stations. Because when you open your mouth in a suddenly of God, you destroy a frequency of demons. Literally, all of the frequency of demons have to behave. They have to behave. Not literally, they have to behave. They have to come subject to you. Open your mouth in the suddenly of God. You speak things in place. Tell a demon, go sit in that corner and be quiet. They have to obey in the suddenly of God, because that 2020 obituary in the darkness, all of those continents. Look at you. I'm gonna tell you another sign of the suddenly of God. Bill Gates and his wife divorced. Humphrey Bogart. No, I'm not calling his name that. But the big cat Amazon, his wife divorced. Why? Because that's a symbol. That's a symbol of that ranking. Those ranking ancient spirits are clashing. You see what I'm saying? They're divorcing. So they have divorced 27 years for all these years. Because in that spirit realm, that demonic entity, it's a showdown. So they're divorced. So his power base and his wealth base have shifted. His power base and his wealth base have shifted. And look at Amazon owner. The owner of Amazon, wife, is giving billions of dollars away to charity and living people. And Bill Gates, his entire foundation is in shambles. His entire foundation is in shambles. And look at the United States Congress. Look at the U.S. Congress. United States Congress, look at that. Before it happened, I was telling the people about that. Look at the United States. Look at the Senate. Look at all of the people that divide. Look at that. You see all that? Total confusion right now. And here it is. The United States Senate, United States Congress is ran by the Democrats. And what do they say? Oh, we can't get nothing passed because of the Republicans. Y'all got more votes. All y'all do is go up there and vote, and y'all just got bill passed. But y'all don't understand that. Oh, but if they get elected, we're gonna get all these things. Well, you see what they're doing right now. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. You got to understand the universal plan of God. That's why